Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Peter Baker. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to Dollars and Cents. Thank you for joining us once again. The podcast continues to grow. There's a lot of people in the audience that are in insurance and financial planning, just like myself, and also people that are small business people, realtors, lawyers, contractors, builders, people that are looking for ways to help grow their money, protect their money. And there's several products out there that we can help you with if you've never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner or someone to sort of get a game plan of how you want to retire. There's some great products that we just brought on that are what's called, and not to get too thick in the weeds here because it's not what this show is about necessarily, but they're index products, which I love. The more and more I've studied the concept of indexed investing, the more of a fan I become, because it sort of gives you the best of both worlds, the protection of a fixed plan, but the potential growth of a variable plan, and you're not overly committed on one argument or the other. You know, there's two arguments out there. The world's going to hell in a handbasket to buy something that, you know, is going to be a fixed, you know, benefit, a CD, an annuity, gold or something like that. And then there's this other argument that's on the other extreme, that the world's getting better and better and better. There's never going to be any problems. Now's the best time to go into the market, get you a mutual fund, get you something that's a variable product, which is great if the market's doing well, and it is doing well right now. But there's always the what if, and you know, there's a lot of smarter people than I that are saying that fake money is being pumped into the system so that the numbers in the market aren't real. So what an index product allows you to do is take advantage of both concepts. You've got a minimum that it won't go under regardless of what the market does, and you've got full maximum growth if the market does well. You're indexed to the market. So 3.5% is the bottom, you know, the floor. You can't lose your principal, and you're going to make at least 3.5%, and you can go up as much as you want. Those are some great products, and we're now offering them at TerryWilson3.com. Sit down with us, take 15 minutes. We can show you a simple $100 a month, what it can do for you and how it can protect your family and your retirement and everything else. So it's a really, really good type of product. But today, what I want to talk to you about is the 5 irrefutable laws of selling. You know, a lot of people don't consider themselves salespeople, especially, you know, if you're a lawyer, you don't necessarily consider yourself a salesperson. But here's the thing, if people don't hire you for legal services, then you don't have much of a law firm. So there is some type of selling that has to go on in every business. Even if you're a church, if you're a ministry, people aren't buying into your ministry. They're not attending like they should. They're making a buying decision. And the buying decision goes a little something like this. It costs, my perceived cost outweighs my perceived benefit. Therefore, I'm not making the buying decision. And so no matter what circle of life you're in, no matter what your business is or what your hobby is or what your activities are or what your ministry is or whatever you do in life, you are selling. You know, so I want to go over, you know, John Maxwell coined the phrase, the irrefutable laws of leadership. These are the irrefutable laws of selling that I have discovered. And I think, and this is going to be posted on my website after this podcast at TerryWilson3.com. And you can also go to DSRadio.net and hear this podcast there and also see what I'm talking about. But there are 5 laws when it comes to selling. Follow these natural laws and sales begin to happen immediately. They sort of happen for themselves. You don't even have to push it. It doesn't matter if you're selling online or offline. These are 5 laws that are 5 keys, if you will, to unlocking the massive door of revenue growth for your business. The first law is the law of value. Consumers only buy products and services that benefit them. So it just goes to even when I'm making this podcast and I'm producing it and I'm considering what to put on. You know, my first forethought is, will it bring any value to people who listen? Because if it doesn't, you're going to stop listening. And so that's always at the forefront. What is the value here? Consumers only buy products and services that benefit them. The first thing you need to know is consumers don't buy from you because you're a great salesperson. It behooves you to accept and receive this truth in your business that consumers simply buy products and services because they believe that most products or services will benefit them in some way. That's when the buying decision takes place. To apply the law of value in your business, you must know without any doubt that your product or service is beneficial to the consumer or client. If the consumer or client is not happy, you do not get paid. And that's just the way that law works. So you, as a salesperson, as a small business person, whether you're in real estate, insurance, whatever you do, the first thing that we always work on in our business plan, our marketing, how we present ourselves, is we're going to show high value.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
The ability to reach, connect, and convert qualified people with your goods and services is the number one challenge of every small business, entrepreneur, and sales professional. If you've been in business for any time at all, you know that countless hours and money can be spent on this one objective. Now there is a turnkey solution to all your marketing and sales needs. Go to leadsbyterry.com. That's L-E-A-D-S by T-E-R-R-Y.com to see a turnkey lead generation solution that will grow your sales by 300% within 90 days. And all with the simple push of a button. Go to leadsbyterry.com now and get a free demo on how the system works.
Listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
The second law is the law of compensation. Value comes with a price tag. See, the law of compensation is very simple. The more your product or service benefits the customer, and there goes my phone. I never remember to mute it when I'm doing these programs. But the more your product or service benefits the consumer, the more you can raise the price. Nothing of value in life comes without a price. Following the law of value is essential at the production phase. When you are coming up with a product or service, following the law of compensation is essential in product launching stage. When you are putting the finished product on the shelf, speak to the law of compensation. Value comes at a price tag. So, always when you're leading in, you know, one of the things that I do when I'm calling on clients about a particular product, a health insurance product or a life insurance product, is I throw the price right out there. Because number one, that weeds out the people that can't afford it. Number two, it entices the people that can't afford it and understand the value that I'm offering. So put the price tag out there. Don't be ashamed of it, especially if it's a great product, you believe in it, and you feel like it's at a great value. Put the price tag out there. Number three, the law of influence. credibility is dependent upon two factors, trust and expertise. Trust and expertise. See, the law of influence has been taught quite exhaustively by John Maxwell, and it's mentioned in his book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, as I was saying before. But leadership, he says, is influence, nothing more, nothing less. We develop this powerful, intangible quality of influence by growing the trust our customers and clients have in us and for what we offer. One way we do this is by attaining and demonstrating expertise in our particular field or industry. This will bring us to the next law, law number four, the law of authenticity, the law of authenticity. The most valuable gift you have to offer is actually yourself. You know, Bob Berg and John David Mann wrote in the Go-Giver, as long as you're trying to be someone else or putting on some act or behavior someone else taught you, you have no possibility of truly reaching people. The most valuable thing you have to give people is yourself. No matter what you think you're selling, what you're really offering is yourself. See, the law of authenticity works this way. You go all in with your head and your whole heart to provide the solution to a customer's problem. Think hard about how you're going to make the best product or provide the best service that literally will change the life of the consumer or the prospect you want to help. Your heart must sincerely and genuinely want to provide a solution that can benefit the consumer or client and change their life forever. This attitude is the fertile soil where the trust the consumer gives is nurtured and grows. I used to take sales classes all the time, and one of the things that they were teaching was, you know, if you'll phrase it this way, if you'll say it this way, if you'll make the obligating question this way, you will find greater success. And I have always taught when I'm coaching people on sales and marketing and the things that I do with other insurance agents and other people that are in direct sales, is the number one thing that I can tell you about being authentic is truly, truly search your heart. Do you have your client's best interest at heart? Forget the way you speak. You know, you can hear the way I talk. You know, I'm from the South. You know that I fumble my words from time to time. There's no big secret. You know, if that was a huge thing to me, I probably wouldn't be hosting a radio broadcast and a podcast. But it's not, because I can tell you I'm being sincere. What you see is what you get. Who you hear is who you've got right here. And so I never worry about, did I say that correctly? No, what you need to worry about is what I'm saying bringing value to the listener. It's what I'm doing bringing value to my client. I'm telling you, if you want to have influence and sales and leadership, as Maxwell teaches, is nothing more than influence, then the forethought of what you think and say and do and act always is this bringing great and high value to my client? Am I going beyond their level of expectations? Because if you do, that goes back up to law number one and law number two, the law of value and the law of compensation. When I exceed my client's expectation, I'm showing great value. And so therefore, the compensation will never be a problem for my services. Someone asked me the other day, how in the world are you charging $150 an hour for sales consultation? And I tell them, well, quite frankly, most of the clients I deal with tell me they learn more about sales and more about marketing insurance in 1 hour than they have 4 years in the industry. And so that's how you charge $150, because what I teach in 1 hour, they're going to make 10 times that in the next week if they put to practice what I show them. Law number five, the law of reciprocity. This is a give and give relationship. First glance, most people think it means that you, the business provider, give the service or product away for free. Not really. What you do is give great value, great relationship, great rapport, authenticity. You give all of this that is you away, and then they give back their business, their trust, their referrals, and eventually their entire business. This is Terry Wilson with Dollars and Cents. Until next time, have a great 4th of July. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.